Welcome to worship this morning. Wherever we are right now, we gather together as a community to worship God, as a people of enduring hope, physically distancing, but socially connecting as we gather together apart. Last weekend, we celebrated Christ is risen, celebrating new life and enduring hope together. And we lit a candle. And so today I invite you to light a candle once again. It is a reminder of the presence of Christ as we meet together. And it's also a symbol of our gathering together as a community. For the kids today, Colin Buchanan is providing the kids talk, and the link for this will be on the screen, also found on the website or on Facebook. And so for kids, Colin is talking to you today about loving God and loving others, and he's got some songs and Bible reading and some fun for you. There's also some activity sheets, including colouring in on the Facebook page that you can download. And I wonder if how you are going. Did you put together a resurrection garden last week? And if you did, we'd love to see some photos of that. So please send them through. As we gather together apart.
A few weeks ago, I wrote a song as a way of trying to express the confusion around trying to be church that can't actually gather, well, not physically. And so I wrote a song called Gather Together Apart, and it was really just the beginning of a song. Over the last couple of weeks, I've had the opportunity to reflect and to try and understand what other things I might be wanting to say. And so I've written a couple of extra verses, and I'd like to share it with you again today. Feel free to join in.
As we gather together apart, separated by distance but intertwined in heart, you will never leave or forsake, reveal yourself afresh to us in unexpected ways. Come nurture hope in our hurting world today. As we gather together again, full of unanswered questions, deep sadness and lament, struggling to know how to pray. Remind us of your presence now in unexpected ways. Come nurture hope in our hurting world today. As we gather together anew, may your spirit restore us and draw us close to you. Speaking to these strange, stressful days, revive our anxious, aching hearts in unexpected ways. Come nurture hope in our hurting world today. Come nurture hope in our hurting world today.
Today's Bible reading is from John, chapter 20, 19 to 31, and I'm reading from the New International Version. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And with that, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, we have seen the Lord. He said to them, unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here. See my hands? Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe. Thomas said to him, my Lord and my God. Then Jesus told him, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. And where there's doubt, true faith in you. Oh, Master, grant that I may never seek so much to be consoled as to console. To be understood as to understand. To be loved as to love with all my soul. Make me a channel of your peace. Where there's despair in life, let me bring hope. Where there is darkness, let me bring your light. Where there's sadness, ever joy. Oh, Master, grant that I may never seek so much to be consoled as to console. To be understood as to understand. To be loved as to love with all my soul. Make me a channel of your peace. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. In giving of ourselves that we receive. And in dying that we're born to eternal life.
Last week we celebrated Christ risen and the excitement of the unexpected. Mary goes to the tomb and finds the unexpected, and then Peter and John race back and find the unexpected. This is enduring hope. It seems all things are possible after all. And then we come to this story. Now the disciples are gathered in the one room and they're scared. All things are not possible today. They were meeting in a house with locked doors. They're confused, scared, afraid of the Jews, and in particular, the Jewish leaders, afraid they might come for them next, and afraid of public opinion as they had been with Jesus. I wonder when we feel overwhelmed, when we're fearful, when we don't know how things will go, how life will go on. We're living in this at the moment. And some of us are experiencing fear, and we're not alone. The world is gripped by fear. Fear of catching coronavirus, fear of isolation, fear of being alone or losing work or overwork, fear that life won't ever be the same again. A few weeks ago, we talked about FOMO, fear of missing out. These are all real fears, and they affect us all differently. There is so much to overwhelm us right now. We're confused by our life and how quickly it changed. And we, like the disciples, are huddled in our homes, unsure of what is to come and when this might end, when we can meet with others once again. But in the account of John that we've heard this morning, Jesus appears out of nowhere. He appears to them in a room despite locked doors. And he offers grace and peace, bringing joy and the hope of new possibilities. Jesus speaks peace to their fears. Three times he says, "Peace be with you." These are the first words he speaks to them as he stands amongst the disciples behind those locked doors, doors locked due to their fear. Jesus repeats the words again, as if to make it clear that his resurrection is to be grasped in their own lives and not simply as some remote testimony. And then he follows it with an action plan, as if to clarify what it might mean to find this peace. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. If we hold on to grudges, even if deserved as the other person has hurt us in some way, those grudges become a weight around us, weighing us down, as well as for the others. But if we forgive others, practicing resurrection at the places of what suffering they might have visited upon us, they will be forgiven and our load is lighter. God's peace is lived out, embodied. Here we have a way to find our way into the deep mystery of resurrection. By risking forgiveness toward others, above all those who do not seem to deserve it. This is the gospel in action. This brings the promise of peace alive in our own life and in the lives of others. The third time he says, "Peace be with you," it's to Thomas. Now, Thomas often seems to get a bad rap. He's known as Doubting Thomas. But his title might be better as Absent Thomas, as he was absent when Jesus appeared to the disciples, and hence it was hard for him to comprehend the resurrection. And so there's this doubt shown in his doubting statement. "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." I wonder how often we are the same. Perhaps you've been told you'd understand if you'd been there. Or we go along with others, but deep down we don't believe it. Are we really much different to Thomas? I love the depiction of this by the painter of this painting called The Incredulity of St. Thomas. It's by Michelangelo Merisi da Caravaggio in the early 1600s. Here the artist is Jesus grasping the hand of the apostle and thrusting it deep into the wound in his side. And Thomas seems profoundly surprised as his finger goes deep into the wound of Jesus. Perhaps the surprise has to do with his unbelief, or it could be a heightened sense of understanding of what Jesus went through in the wounds of Jesus. Indeed, Thomas appears to clutch his side as if he becomes aware of a wound at his side as well. I love the gentleness of Jesus here, the surprise of Thomas, and the intensity of the other disciples peering over the shoulder of Thomas. Perhaps the other disciples seemed also to have some of their own doubt. Perhaps they're wondering about the wounds of Jesus. Are they watching Jesus to see his response to Thomas? They seem to be peering at the finger of Thomas in the side of Jesus. I wonder where I am in this painting. And I wonder where you feel you are in this painting. So how does this passage, this narrative, speak to us today? Not only are we huddled in our homes at the moment with some confusion and perhaps some fear, but we all have times we hide ourselves in other ways: fear, grief, shame. At times we want to hide. We can't face others or God. And so we hide from others. We retreat from God, from others, or even from ourselves. But Christ comes to us. Peace be with you. He breaks into our lives and offers us grace and peace. God's peace is with us in all our circumstances, when we're isolating at home, when we go through the big events in life, when there's been a big upheaval. On Thursday, Craig and I experienced upheaval as we moved from our home in Happy Valley to the Adelaide West Manse at Brooklyn Park. We'd lived for 25 years in our home. We were well settled. A lot of time to accumulate, a lot of memories, a lot of stories. And as we packed those things that we'd accumulated, the memories and the stories came flooding back. And as we wondered how we packed so much into a small home, as the removalists moved box after box after box, and as we live amongst the boxes now, wondering what to unpack first. It's an upheaval in our lives at this point. Life has changed for us. We all have times of upheaval in our lives. Physically, socially, emotionally, even geographically. And the peace of Christ comes to us. Comes to us in so many ways. We've experienced it through the love and care of others, the meals delivered, the flowers given, the texts and emails of encouragement and welcome, the painting and all the work done at the manse, plants being carted, all in a time of isolation. And we've experienced God's peace and grace through the actions and thoughts and prayers of others. And God's peace and grace sustains us through any upheaval in our lives. This is the good news of Easter. The resurrection hope, grace and peace in abundance for us, for all. From the resurrection, we arise to new life, to new hope. There is a new way of being, a new way of living. Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." We are sent to pass on God's peace to others. And he sends us out of our safe, locked homes into a world that, like us, so desperately needs his gifts of life and peace. We may not be able to do it physically at present, but we can go out of our locked rooms and connect with others in so many other ways. In a phone call, an email, a letter, by all sorts of electronic means. We have enduring hope in Christ and have his peace with us at all times. We find our way into the deep mystery of the resurrection. And just like the disciples, we are filled with joy. Peace be with you. Let's pray together. Father, Creator God, we thank you. We thank you for your peace and grace that sustains us in our everyday living. We thank you for this story today that continues to speak into our lives, that we can relate to, especially at this time as we're huddled in our homes. We thank you for the words, "Peace be with you," which resonate in our souls today. Lord Jesus, we're sorry for those times that we don't draw near. When we try to do life on our own, when we don't bring peace to others, we thank you that all these things, our sins, are forgiven through your death on the cross for each of us. Holy Spirit, help us to be a people of peace. Bring to our minds people that we haven't forgiven or that we struggle to forgive. Give us the peace that we need in order to forgive others, so that we can be free ourselves. And connect us. Connect us with other people in your peace, in your grace. Come nurture hope in our hurting world. And we pray for our world. We continue to pray for those who are particularly vulnerable at this time. We pray for all affected by the coronavirus. We pray for those on the front line. We pray for those working in hospitals, testing centres, for those making decisions. We pray for our community, and we pray for teachers and school staff preparing for a different term ahead. We thank you that the curve has flattened somewhat for us. But we pray for those countries where it hasn't. We particularly remember the people of New York, United Kingdom, Spain, Italy, and other places where it's been so difficult. And Holy Spirit, we pray for those that we know and love that are in need of your peace at this time. And wherever we are, we lift up names and faces to you. Be their peace. Help us to extend peace to them, we pray. We lift to you our prayers, those said aloud, those in our hearts, together in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Grander earth has quaked before, moved by the sound of his voice. Seas that are shaken and stirred can be calmed and broken for my regard. Through it all, my eyes are on you. Through it all, it is well. Through it all, my eyes are on you, and it is well with me. Far be it from me to not believe, even when my eyes can't see. And this mountain that's in front of me will be thrown into the midst of the sea. Through it all, my eyes are on you. Through it all, it is well. Through it all, my eyes. eyes are on you, and it is well. It is well. So let go, my soul, and trust in him. The waves and winds still know his name. So let go, my soul, and trust in him. The waves and winds still know his name. So let go, my soul, and trust in him. The waves and winds still know his name. Waves and winds still know his name. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is
It's a joy to gather together again today. And as we do each week, I encourage you to reach out and connect with others and perhaps ring someone right now. Connect with someone on Messenger or Zoom. Have a virtual coffee together. There are several Connect groups about to meet over Zoom right now. And if you'd like help to set up Zoom or Messenger or FaceTime, let me know. We have some young adults that are just ready to help people to step through that. So if you'd like a call with help, please let me know. This service is now available anytime on YouTube on the Adelaide West Uniting Church YouTube channel. Our monetary giving continues as a part of our discipleship and as our response to God's grace and peace in our lives. And there are many giving electronically, but if you give by cash or check and would like to give that in some way now, please ring the Adelaide West office. And let's dedicate our giving to God. Loving God, thank you for all that you give to us. We give our gifts in response to your grace and peace in our lives. Use us and these gifts to share the good news of your grace and peace with people in our community and in our world. Amen. We have a lovely drawing for meditative colouring for all ages on the Adelaide West website and the Facebook page. It's entitled Peace, and this has been drawn by a good friend from the Uniting Church for Real Fudge, and we thank her for sharing it with us. And kids, we'd be interested to know what you've created or drawn from this morning, and you can send them to kids at awc.org.au. And prayer is always available. Use the prayer request button or email it to us as well. We gather again at 10 a.m. next week. But as we finish this service this morning, we remember the words of Jesus, "Peace be with you." In all circumstances, in our fears, in our doubts, God's peace is with us. And we are called to offer peace and reconciliation to others. Go and be a witness to what God's love can do in the world. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship and friendship of the Holy Spirit surround you and carry you today and each day as you go out in peace into the world. Amen.
Together anew, may your Spirit restore us and draw us close to you. Speaking to these strange, stressful days, revive our anxious, aching hearts in unexpected ways. Come nurture hope in our hurting world today. Come nurture hope in our hurting world today.